So we're talking about Joe Maddon getting hired by the Angels, and we believe he's making about $4 million. I don't think Aaron Boone's making much more. I'm not sure he's making $1 million. Just based
and
on what Alex Cora is making.
Be over that.
All right.
He's making what DJ Smith is making in Ottawa, is what you're telling me?
I don't think DJ Smith's making $1 million.
No, I know. You're saying they're both making 700.
I don't even know if he's making 700. Do you
Canadian.
Think he's making 700?
Canadian.
Canadian, exactly. Here's Wally Matthews, MLB columnist for Yahoo Sports. Do you know how much money Aaron Boone is making?
More than me.
Okay.
Do you have any kind of number?
A little bit over $1 million. A little bit over $1 million. But listen, what is a manager these days but just like a middleman between the GM and the players anyways? I mean, how much do you have to pay him? You know, how much are they really allowed to do?
Well,
do the players look at him that way? Do the players, has the way the players look at the manager changed?
Honestly, I don't know whether they concern themselves with where the orders are coming from. But, I mean, obviously, look, I spent most of the year covering the Mets where, you know, the GM was texting the manager during the game when to, you know, when to make pitching changes. So, obviously, the role has changed. You know, you're basically an errand boy for the GM in a lot of places. You know, I don't think it's quite that bad with the Yankees, but I think that's one of the reasons why Girardi's not here anymore, because I don't think he's going to serve as anybody's errand boy, and that's why I think it's pretty much a long shot that he winds up with the Mets. But, you know, I kind of think the days of, like, the $5 million celebrity managers might be coming to an end. I'm actually surprised that, you know, that Maddon got hired. To me, I look at guys like him, Girardi, Showalter, you know, Dusty Baker, they're dinosaurs. They're not the guys that these GMs want anymore.
Well, that's it. And that's what we were talking about, that Maddon, full credit to him, get as much money as you can. He was getting paid a fortune in Chicago, and they're not going to complain about it.
He's a great front man for a team. He really is. I mean, you know, I dealt with him quite a bit when he was in Tampa, and he's, you know, he's just a terrific guy to deal with. And, you know, I can't say that about every manager that I've covered.
Is his number one priority is trying to get Cole there after the season's over and it's all said and done to help in the recruiting process?
But again, you get into the realm of somebody else. You know, managers would love to have everybody. It's not their money, you know, and GMs would love to have everybody. You know, it's always up to ownership. And we've been through this with the Mets quite a bit here. We've been through it with the Yankees. You know, and of course, a GM would covet everybody. You know, GMs would love to have signed, you know, Machado, Bryce Harper, Patrick Corbin. You know, they'll like to sign Gerrit Cole. It's all up to how much their bosses are willing to spend. So, you know, how much influence Joe Maddon's going to have on personnel decisions, you know, I really have no idea.
So the game is postponed. Game 4 is tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. Does that help or hurt the Yankees?
I think it hurts them because, I mean, look at the amount of relief pitching they've used in the first three games. I mean, they basically use five pitchers a night. You know, Boone hasn't been willing to go very long with his starters. You know, and he's been having to go get 15 to 20 outs. He needed 21 outs out of his bullpen the other night, you know, when Paxton started. So you just wonder if that's sustainable when you're going to play four games in a row. I don't think that helps. I mean, you know, Tanaka has a pretty good track record of giving them some length. But, you know, he yanked Paxton after 2 1/3 innings the other day. Severino, you know, struggled to get through five innings last night. And he's probably, you know, going to have to pitch game 7. I'm not real sure that they would even try him on short rest if game 6 is a must-win game. You know, I think that there's a couple of quandaries for them, but one of them is the fact that they lost the off day on Friday, which I think was vital for the bullpen.
With Wally Matthews, MLB columnist for Yahoo Sports. So my understanding is Yankee fans, and I don't want to paint every single one of them with the same brush, but now all of a sudden...
Oh, go right ahead. Go right
okay,
ahead.
Okay, I will. They're all complaining that the balls aren't juiced anymore? Like, is that the story? I saw that with the New York Post this morning. Like, how stupid is that?
I think I just broke a rib laughing.
But isn't that true?
That's hilarious. I don't know. I don't do those fan in the stand stories. But if that's
I'm telling you, man, the New York Post was writing about it this morning. The Post was openly complaining about the juice balls.
I fully understand that. This all has to do with Didi Gregorius not being able to get the ball out of the shortest right field
exactly.
in the American League last night. It's amazing because, you know, when somebody hits one into the first row of the right field seats against the Yankees, everybody complains the park is too small. And when the Yankees hit 306 home runs, half of which, you know, would be flyouts anywhere else, everything is just fine. So I put very little stock into what Yankee fans say about the baseball.
Well, they're loud, man. There's a lot of them. You know that.
Yeah,
well.
There are a lot of them, and they are loud.
Yeah, and hey, their team's always in the playoffs. So, but Houston was playing with the same baseballs, as far as I know, last night.
I did not notice them changing baseballs.
I don't think they did.
When the Astros came up.
Yeah, I don't think they were trying to hook up
Altuve.
They hit two
at the park, as I recall.
They hit two last night. That's right.
Yes, they did, and they were pretty long.
Yeah. They look juiced.
They got the tight round one for that one.
I mean, God, I'm scared to death of Josh Reddick and who's the other kid with
Altuve hit it.
Altuve, the little guy.
Yeah, Altuve knocked one out.
Does not need juice in the baseball.
That's right. Do you think the Nationals have a shot? You think the Nationals can win a World Series or what?
I do. I actually was very impressed with the Nationals. And, you know, I saw quite a bit of them early in the season against the Mets, and it looks like a different team now. I mean, they can hit. The pitching is good, and it looks to me like Bryce Harper might have been addition by subtraction. You know, I mean, it's a team that lost what was supposedly one of the best offensive players in the game and actually became better for it. So, yeah, I think they're a dangerous team.
Hard at all for baseball players to stay sharp with what they're going to have a week plus off. They're creatures of habit and rhythm.
You should mention that because the Yankees had almost a week off after sweeping the Twins, and I haven't heard that yet as an excuse.
Oh, it'll come up.
It really is not going to fly when Gerrit Cole pitches the way he did yesterday and when, you know, Verlander shuts them down a couple of days ago. It's tough to, and especially when you've come out and won the first game 7-0, it's impossible to really make that argument here in New York. But, I mean, it depends. If they play poorly in the beginning of the World Series, that will be the reason. If they play well, it will not be a factor.
Right. Always great catching up with you. Thank you for doing this, Wally.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
This is Wally Matthews, MLB columnist for Yahoo Sports.